Take your time with it, nigga. Take your time. You might want to put that shit down, nigga. Take your time with it. Take your time with it.
Man, nigga, I serve you up, nigga. No problem, man. Nigga, I bring the drama. Talk about your mama. I lay back, smoke weed with her. Then I hit her. Your sister wanna come in and your auntie fumbo. I make the bitches get in the kitchen and they cook gumbo. With rice, it's out of rants. I got the plan, I'm next. Better than the man I'm next to the goddamn man. Who got the plan, nigga? Blueprinted and sent it. When I'm in the living room, light no green weed. Yeah, we did an orgy on your fucking bitches. They done sucked them twins like Milwaukee and couldn't keep the smell off it. Both the thong fork it. She talked to me, a breeze a dick like a walkie-talkie. Bam, I met her with cats to see what Sun Tzu. Practice the art of war like Sun Tzu. Nigga, I take my finger and say, nigga, fuck you. And that's what I'm gonna have to do. Hoping the attorney's gonna have to sue. Yo, it's too much damn moisture. They got the meal in you, but the meal in you, nigga. I don't see nothing cause they turn it back. Because fuck a state front end. Hang it up like a clothes hanger. And listen to AK, this one is a banger.
You got perfect time.
Facts, nigga.
About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker.
Got my vape in. Y'all ready, man? It's gonna be a good win, man.
Why don't you come on sit next to your auntie?
Smoking on that wedding cake.
Know you smoke a little weed, right?
Goddamn right.
Where you stop? As your little hand back.
Would you like some wine, baby?
Ooh, shit.
No, thank you.
Slide it.
Well, how about a little cognac?
Slide it, man. Hey, man, shout out to my people, man.
Shit, I can roll a blunt better than them bitches in a van. Now, I know Willie don't let you smoke in his eye.
That's right, nigga.
But I'm your Uncle Elroy. I don't give a damn how high you get in mine. As long as you let me hit it.
Oh,
look at that.
Shit.
Fire that shit up, boy.
I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
Young bitches like MK and old bitches love MK. We about to find out. Now you know your titties about to pop out.
Huh?
You know your titties.
How you doing?
I'm good. I holler at you.
Okay, babe.
All right.
Hey, light that blood up, Tyrone. All right. Introducing to you the host with the most. Let you know your therapist that there's a war going on outside between real niggas and these motherfucking hoes. Scenario. Dude driving with a little Richard, right? And old girl pull out a big Richard. Let's get it, goddammit.
It's out of there. You paying for croquettes this time? Fuck. Look at your people. Look at your people.
Ball head, bitch.
Your fucking next thing, ho. She said, fuck you.
Seems like a normal relationship, you know. You and your girl, you know, y'all clowning this shit, right? But this
it's a little bit different. To my niggas and niggas, listen closely. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. After Corona, I'm going to get this gin. Woo! Chin to change. We can finally do what we want to do.
After this Corona, she said she go get her gender change. You hear that shit? Indubitably. Oh, shit.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Did my nigga ears hear what I heard, Tyrone? Oh, shit.
The what?
The what?
Why you think we wasn't having sex? You think a nigga was just telling you no,
bro? Uh-oh. Wasn't having no sex. I bet he was getting all that good sloppy toppy and shit, right? He was getting all that good sloppy toppy. But that shit came with a price.
She was just a nice little church girl.
Huh? She laughing and shit. You hear that shit? She laughing. I was a church girl. What if he was a choir director? Let's get it.
No, I'm really getting a gender change. I really
hit. You trying to see you got a dick. You got a dick right now.
Yeah, but it's gonna get taken.
He said, I touched your booty and all that shit. You got a motherfucking Johnson right now. Mm-mm-mm. I know that nigga feel like a motherfucking
dummy. Yeah.
May 1st?
You got a dick. Stop the motherfucking car.
Why is he stopping the car? This brother wants confirmation. He needs confirmation, Tyrone. For real.
Did you
have
a dick? Put it out. You
got
a dick?
Is you gonna hit me?
So you mean to tell me that this bitch had a whole nigga? The bitch openly admitted, she said, I've been doing this shit for a minute, and he didn't know.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Nigga, she said, is you gonna hit me? She said, is you gonna hit me?
Gotcha, bitch.
That bitch, man, goddamn. That bitch was bold in the motherfucker. God damn. Woo, shit.
Triple kill.
Yes, it was, nigga. Yes, it was. God damn.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Shit, I hope so, nigga. He should have hit that bitch, though. For real.
Mike, but you got a dick? Hey. Fucking serious.
All right.
Bitch, pull out a motherfucking dickster.
She took her panties down and the bitch had a dick. I said, damn, drop the gap on my hands.
What I thought was a bitch was nothing but a man.
Chop, it's gonna get fixed.
I'm saying, bitch, if I shoot you in your face, then what? You can't fix it.
But it's gonna get fixed.
You can't fix that. You're wrong.
Son.
Take the motherfucking dick home. What have we learned, fellas? What have we learned? You got to get your Donald Trump on, nigga. Ladies, a lot of ladies say, oh, that's cruel. He grabbed me by the pussy. Look, I got to grab you by the pussy to make sure that you got a fucking pussy. Because if you got a dick, it's about to go down, nigga. And this ain't the first, right? This ain't the first. Guess what? I got another clip, goddammit. Let's get it.
I say whoa. I mean whoa.
Hey, Tyro. We got another goddamn clip. All right, let's light this goddamn blood up and shit. Y'all ready? You gotta be careful, man. You get catfished out there, you know what I'm saying? Well, one brother, he got catfished, and it went like this.
Look at you. Look at you now. Look at you now. Little Elmo looking ass. No. Drop your fucking hand. You little fucking ugly ass little bum. That's what I do to bitches like you. Matter of fact, nigga, I hope that water on ice cold. Nigga, it's cold? Yeah, bitch, I'm finna turn the AC on too. Bum. Chump ass bitch, you a faggot. Why you on here? Why you on here?
Dirty ass, dingy
ass.
Well, it seems that in this situation, it went. Somebody got a broken nose, it looked like. But, you know, why would this person be harmed and beat up? Well, that's what happens when you catfish niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga wanted some pussy. Nigga didn't order a dick. Nigga did not order no dick. Nigga did not order no motherfucking Frankfurter. Now, with men, we don't like the GMO, the catfishing. We don't like that. We don't like that. I see the video where this dude was picking up straight dudes and shit. He loved to prey on straight dudes. And then he was in the bed with dude. And when dude realized what happened and shit, it kind of like turned to the left and shit, right? And that was supposed to happen. In this case, right, a lot of people say it's wrong of this brother holding this person hostage. The person is in the shower, right, dressed like a woman, have chi-chis and shit.
Bitch, your funky coochie ass. Put you all on your IG snap, monkey. Now look at the camera, monkey. Look at the camera, nigga. I ain't gonna tell you again. Tell him why you on the fucking camera. Tell him why you on the camera. Cause you a what?
It's humiliating. But that brother was humiliated and shit. Now, I'm not advocating what he doing, but I can say, I understand. Fucking understand. What a tangled web that we weave when we practice the art to deceive. And you gotta be careful of these. Gotta be careful, man. The Wingman Chronicles, nigga. Anything less of being civilized. Woo! These niggas getting caught up. It's a goddamn shame. Niggas, watch out for them. Yeah.
nigga out on killing the motherfucking breeze and shit on Anchor and motherfucking Spotify. And if you can't find it there, you can definitely find it here and shit. Or you can find the Weed Man's motherfuckers chronicles and shit. Salute your motherfucking Weed Man, and remember, nigga, there's a war going on outside and shit between real niggas and these motherfucking hoes, nigga. All right, want to interview for either me or this nigga on a one-on-one basis, all you gotta do is download the Anchor app, add us, add our shows, our podcast, and then bam, we can group, we can one-on-one, and we can make it do what it do together. Straight up, I mean, podcasting is easy, and it's right at the motherfucking touch of your fingertips. Nigga, yep. You on your motherfucking phone anyway.
Like
the blunt right now. Girl, put
fire to the split, hey. Half a knee Jamaican, mom. Let's smoke, get out of it. Get out of it.
Yeah, nigga.
Shout out to Cutty Boo. I know you up there and you listening to the Weed Man Chronicles, and we be illin'. I came through to let you know you gotta fuck with the Weed Man Chronicles. Nigga, you got to salute your fucking Weed Man when you fucking with some hoes, and that's your team, man. I just came to let you know these three yo foes outside of this world. And I'm trying to get my niggas laid. I'm trying to monetize so we can get paid. What we gon' do? We gon' smoke some bud. Niggas Friday, they getting high as fuck. Cause I got the Gorilla Glue. We gonna spark up this motherfucking blood. What we call Fountain. I went to the store and got a beer. I said, goddamn, it's some bitches up in here. I said, come to the car, unload. Follow us to the house so we can dig these holes. And I know you like what you're listening to. Cause I got you laughing and my shit is funny to you. What he gon' do? He gon' smoke this bud. He's gonna kick it back and sip on the bud. Then we gonna pass it to the niggas in the crew. We gonna have some 304s come over at 2. Have some 304s coming over at 2. We gonna have some 304s coming over at 2.
Hey, Tyrone, man. All right, I can translate there. Look, Tyrone said, nigga, support the channel and the content with the subscription of the $3 a month subscription or the Nickel Sack subscription. It's dime time or the dime, man. The Weed Man Chronicles, nigga. Anything less would be uncivilized. Hey, nigga. La, 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 la. Hey, nigga, I just started listening to it, nigga, and I'm already dying laughing, nigga. Preach! Preach, nigga, preach.
It's your beloved brother, UK Wally. Did you see this stuff on the news? I'm looking at stuff on YouTube and the news where a lot of people were trying to use the PPP loan scam. And they are getting caught. You have even pastors, so-called prosperity pastors, that were basically using the PPP loans as a way to use that as a way to try to funnel their money from the church into businesses or car dealerships that failed or whatever. And, I mean, this is some crazy shit, that PPP loan. I did not fuck with that shit. I remember Polite was trying to get people to get into that PPP loan. He was trying to scam them, too. But oh, don't fuck with that PPP stuff. Well, so many people are using that shit. People, churches, people own churches, big preachers and pastors. A lot of people trying to get on that PPP thing. And they were getting, and they were scamming the system. And I mean, they were scamming the system. I mean, the legitimate thing is supposed to be used for if you had lost a business during the COVID situation, then you would have qualified for that PPP loan. But a lot of people were trying to get the PPP loan and didn't have a goddamn business. They have no goddamn business or no store or nothing. They were just trying to collect money. They thought it was free money. Let me get on this PPP shit. They were telling me, man, you get this PPP loan and stuff. I'm like, no, nigga, I ain't fucking with that shit, nigga. No, I ain't getting my ass in jail for no bullshit. No, nigga, you can go ahead and do that shit. You be with Big Bubba the boy. Like I said, don't drop the soap, nigga. Don't drop the soap. Because all I try to go there with you. All you're going to be in my home chilling, eating lobsters and shrimp, and eating biscuits, what you call cookies. I'll be eating my biscuits and just chilling and enjoying the great Amazon Prime. I'm not gonna be there with no PP loans stealing some shit that I don't own no goddamn store or no business. That's the shit. You got to have a business in order to get that PPP loan. But no niggas are trying to create a business and say that they created a business or had a business when they didn't really have a goddamn business. Oh, Lord. These niggas is crazy out here. They're crazy as cat shit. They are crazy as cat shit. Well, anyway, it's your beloved one, UK Woolen. Where's Harry Potter? Oh, they don't know where Harry Potter. But I know one thing. I ain't getting on that PPP shit because I ain't getting my ass in jail. Well, yeah, but they coming after all you niggas with that PPP loan shit that y'all was scamming the system. Not the ones doing that the right way, but the scamming motherfuckers. Oh, Lord, these niggas make me sick. Anyway, I digress. I'm out. Oh, Lord.
That was Brother Wally. For the love of this money, what these niggas will do. Shit, I ain't gonna front with you. I got me a goddamn PP loan too and shit. The thing was, y'all niggas was trying to get millions by Ferraris, boats, and all that shit. Man, you doing it wrong, man. But I digress. Thank you, Brother Wally. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more Ignorance at its motherfucking finest. Well, all right, y'all.
Hell no. I don't want to.
All right, this next piece. It's going to be a shout out to Breeza's son, Matthew. Let's get it. Matthew, we about to turn into Matthews of the Pimp Bible and shit. We about to recite some chapters. Yes, we about to have a nigga sermon. Yes, yes. Deacon Breeza, get your ass over here, Deacon Breeza. Deacon Breeza, Sweet Jones Campbell. The Campbell family are just like the Keys. Yeah. We some goddamn hoes and shit. We some 304s, Matthew. Welcome to the world of niggardom. I know you're a little bit confused right now. You shouldn't be. We could dead this shit right now out of the confusion, my brother. Rule number one,
You gotta be an asshole. I know, it's confusing. Don't worry, it's gonna make sense. Right? Now I'm finna lace you up. You gonna do a little tricking. You already tricking right now. You're doing it wrong, though. You're doing it wrong. Why spend that money, that good money, man? I know you spending over a fucking 200, nigga. I know you spending over, let's keep it real. Motel is 100, nigga. Movies and dinner, that's another 100. All right, nigga, I do math good. I ain't got to count on my fingers and toes, bro. Right? But see, you're messing up, bro. You're messing up. Right? You're tricking wrong, right? Let me help you. Listen to me. Brother. You gotta tell her.
$40
Yeah, nigga. $40 $40 $2 $40 Let's keep it a buck. You gonna bust that quick ass nothing, be in and out. Fuck the cut, lady. You got shit to do.
You just did 40 hours. I got $40. Y'all just can't buy you Chanel, but this shit can go touch your nails. Or you gonna get you some more money, better start catching some sales. This shit might get you some gas, get you some shells, or get you some cams.
What?
She don't want no B&Ms. She only fuck niggas with rims.
Rims.
Don't be corny. I only came with the 40.
Came with the 40, hey, nigga.
If not, you gonna bore me.
Yeah.
Pull up in the smoke.
Look, to get that off, the starting price, the tricking price, the ticket, nigga, is $40. Not $100. Look at your father. Y'all from a bloodline and shit, right? We here to help. Don't need no girlfriend, man. Suck up money, man. They suck up money and then they break up with you, dump you at the end, man. And then they be sucking the next nigga dick. And that shit'll drive you insane. So what I'm saying is you gotta be an asshole, man. Right. You gotta be an asshole. It's really a safety protection mechanism, right? Because look, nigga, you need your heart, but it's really an organ that you really don't need. So, brother, I know you're struggling. Struggling with some tacos, man. And me and your pops, nigga, we love tacos and shit, nigga. Tacos get ran through and ate up, beat up, straight up. We love tacos, nigga. For practice, it's been the Latina. Shouts out to the Latinas, it's been this motherfucker. The pink inside and them nice ass areolas. Ooh. And they can gobble an earthworm, Jim. Yeah. But if you ain't fucking, dog, if you not fucking, a nigga like me and your father fucking. Sometimes, brothers, we put ourselves in the friend zone instead of the end zone. Look, how many times do you want to keep hitting that pussy? Think about that. Because in actuality, you only going to probably hit it a good 20 times and shit, then she's going to go on with the next nigga.
See, when you are an asshole, it keeps the excitement up. It keeps her wanting to do more for you to get your attention. Versus, you had her beckon and call, you know, and she's not giving you no attention. And the attention always got to be for us men is sexual and financial, you know. Shit, we accept goddamn gifts and shit. Matthew, look. Me and your motherfucking father, nigga, has no problem, nigga, with getting coochie, nigga. We trying to help you out, boy. We wish we could get in that body, man. We're getting that body, nigga. And by this motherfucking year is over with, nigga, we'll return it back to you. You say, God damn, dad. Shouldn't be struggling out here with tacos, man. Tacos and fat bitches are a first step. First step, man. You gotta pull back a little bit, man. You know, it ain't good. You gotta use the rules of the opposites, man. And you gotta do it fearless. Tacos, nigga, well, man, me and your pops around tacos, nigga, we put all the cocks on their forehead, man. We ridiculous. We ridiculous, nigga. Me and that nigga, the Breezer, man. My brother don't say a word, nigga. With me and the Breezer, nigga, we picking her brain off, nigga. We picked her brain off. She done confessed to the dick murder that she about to do. Yo, they done, man, they did the whole team, yo. The whole team. Nigga, your motherfucking father, when I was broke, show. Holeless, nigga, the car in the impound, nigga, your father was a provider, nigga. White bitches. Nigga, a chunky taco, she was like, you know, y'all came to the, we hit the east side of the LBC. She said, she told me, nigga, bring that dick. And nigga, she got a mouthful of your pop's dick. She said, nigga, you in the back, bring your dick up here. Bitch up here having a goddamn suck off, nigga. And nigga, me and your pops are here living our best life. And I know you look at him like, huh? Like, nigga. Nigga, you should be beating tacos up for practice, man. You know what I'm saying? Practice. I know. It's like working a different trade. Right? An extra skill set when you dealing with women, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, chick, man, the chicas, nigga, all my chicas been fucking nasty, slutty, delicious. Right? Oh, man. Take it in the butt, man. Nigga, they used to call me and be like, you know what? My birthday coming up. I want to get choo choo, all aboard and shit, you know what I'm saying? Catch that train. No, nigga. Catch the party train. Young brother, true story right now. I was sick like a motherfucker. I was sick, nigga. I had some shit laid up. The niggas was in there having a smorgasbord, nigga. Having a smorgasbord, nigga. Nigga, I said, you know what, cold or not, nigga, I gotta go up in here and help my niggas out. That bitch told me that was the best fucking she ever had, nigga. Your dad had a bitch, nigga, right? The bitch said, put some jelly on that dick, nigga. Nigga, listen to me, put some jelly on that dick. I said, goddamn, little nigga, where you find these hoes? Where do you find these hoes? That's my nigga. When he was going through that divorce, nigga, I was like, nigga, fuck that shit, nigga. I hooked that nigga up with an Amazon, nigga. Nigga, the funny thing about the shit, nigga, when I seen the bitch, I said, God damn, nigga, woo, right? But it was funny. It was the best gift that I gave your father, nigga. It was the best gift I gave your father, nigga. She was a proper bad bitch, nigga. She was extra thick, too, nigga. Your pops didn't know what to do with that bitch, nigga. Like he said, I quote, he said, I bust too quick back to back nuts. Matthew, when I fucked that bitch, I bust two consecutive back-to-back nuts. Matthew, brother Matthew, pussy is easy to get, nigga. You can have a conversation and walk, trip, and fall, and talk your way into some pussy. You at an age that you shouldn't be locked down, nigga. Go out there, nigga. Go out there. And first thing you gotta do is, though, nigga, you gotta leave everything alone, start from scratch, nigga, and work, nigga. Work, work, work. Get your money up, nigga. Get that money up. Get that money up. Listen to me. Get that money up, man, because when you get that money up, right? And worst come to worst, right? You like, nigga, fuck that. I need some motherfucking pussy, like, right now, right? You got a little bucket and shit. You got a little Datsun. You got a Celica. You know what I'm saying? Got a goddamn Celica, right? You know, you got like, something to back and forth, nigga, and shit, right? And then, like I told you, nigga, the price is right. Yeah. Come on down. What's the goddamn price, y'all? What's the price for pussy? Tell him. Look, you gotta have some trick money and shit. The bitch can't trick a trick, nigga. Get your money's worth, nigga. Get your money's worth, nigga. Get your money's worth, nigga. A wise, light-skinned, fine-ass woman that was coming from a white party late night, nigga, told me some advice I'm gonna share with you. She said, nigga, don't nut up in these bitches. Bust a nut on their motherfucking face. So that sound proper like, that sound like off of a hard day of work. That's what you want to do, right? I'm just trying to let you know, nigga, the price. The price is $40 motherfucking dollars, goddammit. Come on! Now, you got to find out what you like, too, sexually, brother, right? Because the price of the ticket going to change, right? You like a little booty hole and shit, you about to pay for some booty hole. That might be $80. $40 head or coochita. But you got to negotiate like Chris Sabian. You're trying to get both head and coochie. And if she let you bag her up for $40, you would pay $20 for head, crackhead price, and $20 for some pussy, crackhead price. Indubitably. That's Costco pussy and shit, nigga. Get that whole food pussy, you know, it's a little expensive. Yo, rub her up, man. And work, build yourself up. Build yourself up, work. Stay busy, because trust me, nigga, no matter how busy you are, nigga, if you got some money, you can get you some pussy, nigga. Now, you always have to listen and be observant to find one that you can negotiate with, because 9 times out of 10, they right up under your nose and shit. You were looking for a bargain, and the bitch want a bargain, too. So you have to find the medium between you and her, right? Because there are a lot of them. Some be fuck. Look, let me tell you something. These women be like, oh, I don't do that. That's a goddamn lie, nigga. That's a goddamn lie, nigga. I seen everything but Jesus. Right, nigga, that's a goddamn lie, nigga. Nigga, I done heard it all, seen it all. I'm here to tell you, nigga, if I done heard it all and seen it all, you gonna hear it all and see it all, too. The nigga will lie, trust me. The nigga will lie, and the bitch will lie, too, nigga. She will lie, nigga. Brother Matthews, it's going to be a point where you dealing with a bitch, you up here hitting it, you trying to hit and shit, you trying to do whatever you got to do and shit, and you know this bitch full of shit and she lying. I got to get this nut. We got your back, brother. Let's give him a round of applause, Brother Matthew.
You shouldn't be struggling with those. You shouldn't be struggling with tacos. You from a lineage and shit, nigga. Male whores and shit. I'm just here to let you know. You know what I'm saying? I guess we related, yo. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm here to let you know, nigga, man, the Keys and the Campbells, we don't struggle with no tacos and shit. We don't, nigga. We don't, nigga. Tacos got it. I know what it is, though. Them tacos got that wet-ass pussy. They got that a whop. They got that wet-ass pussy. That shit different. That shit don't stink. Look, Brother Matthew, you gotta stop eating these bitches' pussy too. I ain't saying completely stop eating the pussy. I'm just saying, nigga, you gotta get your dick sucked first, like the porno movies. Don't give out no free head and shit to these bitches and shit. No, don't do that, nigga. No, hell no. Negotiate. You gotta negotiate, like I said. You're like, look, nigga, if a female wants you to, a woman wants you to go downtown, nigga, you can be like, if I'm going downtown, are you going uptown? Are you sucking some dick and shit? You sucking some dick, right? And nigga, she give you confirmation that she a dick sucker, nigga, and she a good at it, nigga, that's a keeper. There you go. You don't play them draw fours like that off rip. If you ain't got to, you keep them. Look at your pops right now, nigga. I could say the dick sucker name and shit, right? Look, your pops grinning. Shit, nigga. I know I could do it, nigga. The thing is, he doing it, nigga. He could do it too, nigga. You could do it too. It's destiny, Brother Matthews. It's destiny, right? Right? Trust me. You got to get in your bag. And work. And when you lonely, nigga, you got $40, nigga. Remember that shit. That there was one to grow on, nigga. Got love for both of y'all niggas. All right, peace.
Burn that wood, goddamn it.
If he ain't talked about it yet, nigga, I'ma add my 2 cents in this shit. Did y'all see that Bosco Nina Boy fight? Now, I just watched the damn shit, and I'ma tell you, that fight wasn't shit. Them niggas did all that talking on YouTube back and forth. Them niggas got in the ring, and all these niggas did was just check each other out. Nina Boy said Bosco stepped on his shoes and shit. And he probably did. But, man, neither one of them niggas was throwing no haymakers, man. I watched that shit. I'm glad I didn't pay for that shit. But I respect them niggas for actually doing the shit. More niggas need to do that shit. You know? Old school, let's just knuck them up. Fuck that shooting shit. Talk that shit. Let's meet up in the ring. Let's get back to the goddamn show.
Let's talk about that fight. All right. Nigga. Cuz. Blood. S.A. Gangster. Hoodlum, nigga. Now, we gonna have a little dialogue about this fight that took place. Right? The fight between Nina Boy from East Coast and Bosco 100 Queen Street, goddammit. This fight, niggas was talking big motherfucking doo-doo, big shit. Supposed to bid on site. Nina Boy said he gonna knock the pickle juice out of Bosco 100 nose. Bosco said, nigga, take that hat off. You look like Homer Simpson, nigga. And the fight was taking place. And nigga,
it was a motherfucking disappointment and shit. Them same niggas and niggas from East Coast, Nina Boys Hood, oh, they said he needed to get disciplined. Made the set look bad. Why? Well, here's the recap. You ready? Third round, and down went Skull. Bosco went down on bended knee. Bosco. Something happened. Nina Boy got something, and then he tried to do a Sugar Ray Leonard flurry or whatever that was. That nigga was trying to do that ball bull, that ball bull punch and shit, right? I said, nigga! It was pay-per-view. That was a waste of time. Now, here's my commentary. All the Crips had something to say. They really didn't care about Bosco. Because we knew Bosco, Queen Street, just like, you know Bosco. But let's give a shout out to Bosco. He's very funny. He's entertaining. He's very entertaining. That nigga's funny. Right? But we knew the difference between Nina Boy and Bosco is because Bosco can take a licking and keep on ticking, boy. Cause that beating, them niggas rolled up, just hopped out and shit and got to it, nigga. That's what we was looking. We was looking for hallmark moments, right? And Fist of Fury of gangsterism and shit, right? I've seen shit with my own eyes, inserting hoods and shit that I couldn't record because the niggas would have whipped my ass and shit. So I just watched. I see. I done seen everything but Jesus, nigga, like. I see gangster niggas fight to the goddamn death and shit, right? I see them fight. Fight. Fight so bad that blood from their mouth gets splat on your shirt. I hope you ain't got AIDS, nigga. But I'm worried about my safety. Yes. We didn't see that though. None of that. We seen two niggas out here fucking goddamn figure skating this shit for the Olympics. Goddamn, man. Now, Nita Boy is happy that he got 1 million views. And he think it's big time. And I have to publicly say that right there, and the $8, we're going to talk about the $8 in the Porsche too. We're going to talk about that too. At the Chevron. But Nita Boy, and that Spider Low homie, right? Nita Boy is acting like Chauncey, nigga. Think he famous, Amos, like them cookies right now, you know, after that little squabble, and now he wants a rematch too. He wants a rematch with Skull, right? Because he was very upset that the payment was a payday loan, nigga, with 25 extra dollars. Nigga. God damn, nigga. Then he came out here on some Chauncey shit like, well, you know, I really didn't fight and all that. I just, because they didn't pay me right, nigga. That was after, nigga. Let's keep that shit a buck, nigga. You got paid after, nigga. Paid after, nigga. Nigga, I mean, no, nigga. Nigga, you got a true hate. Nigga, I fight my adversaries for $280.
You know, he's making excuses. And that is in the book of Chauceanism, chapter 1, article 7 of Chauceanism and shit, nigga, right? This nigga is punch drunk off of YouTube motherfucking fame. And that's a nigga downfall. Because guess what? In life, you only gonna get 15 minutes of it and shit. Because if that's 15 minutes of it, nigga, he wants a rematch. I want to see him squab it out with Charleston White. I think that's an even match. I think that's an even match. So, you goddamn right, Tyrone. I think it's an even match. Even match. Charleston White. Ultimate motherfucking snitch. Charleston White. He said, fuck Tookie. Fuck Raymond Washington. Yeah, fuck Nipsey. I'm like, damn, nigga. All that. He be like, free. He's on free shit, he cuz. Time. One thing we know about Charleston White, though, he will put them tons of guns. Hey, L.A. niggas, you need to get you a drone, nigga. That's what you need to do. Get you a drone. Charleston White, boy. Oh, man. He's the ultimate snitch. To you niggas out there, you fucking your employees. Oh, no, you don't like that nigga. Quick, quote. But I think Charleston White and Nita Boy is evenly matched. Now, look at this. If Charleston White whips the brakes off of Nita Boy, nigga, that shit gonna make Daddy Eastside look bad, nigga. Look bad, nigga. Let's go, Charleston White, and Anthony Wilberry. That nigga got that Green Mile shit in him. Now they saying paperwork on him and shit. I'm like, goddamn. But you see bro out there training in slippers. That nigga was out there boxing in slippers. I don't know if Nino Boy wanna tangle Green Mile. Michael Clark Duncan. I don't know. But y'all tell me what y'all think, man. Y'all can go to my channel, right? The motherfucking show. You already know I got that content over there. Find the video. Make sure you comment. You know what I'm saying? Express yourself. Alright? Man, I tell you about niggas, man. But that shit had me motherfucking rolling, nigga. All right, y'all. That was the Wingman Chronicles. There's a war going on outside between real niggas and these motherfucking hoes, nigga. So, I hope you learned a valuable lesson. Make sure you tune into my content over here on Anchor and make sure that you subscribe, get that subscription. Make sure you got that notification that's gonna let you know when I'm putting up some brand new shit. Man, shout out to my niggas, you know.
Breezer, Cry One, Terrence Thomas, JT, Big Will, Larry Lair, D Nasty, Winter Sideways, Shay, you know. Like I said before, nigga, anything less would be uncivilized. Y'all have a good one.